Shalom to all. Today's office shavuos davav, and we are starting about the sixth line with the words Vehecha Shamina Rabbi Kiva. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Biakav Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of discussing a case of Negayim, which are skin spots of Tzaras. And just bear in mind that this talk of Negayim can be a bit more complicated than the usual because it deals with something we don't really understand, as we don't have Negayim nowadays. And so we completely rely on descriptions from the Gemara, and we'll just be sticking with the terminology that we find here. So our Mishnah and the one Negayim as well said Maris Negayim Shnayim Shein Arba, and we explained that there are four shades of white, which could be metame a person, midin saras. Those are snow white, wool white, sid heichal, which is the lime of the heichal, and krum beitza, which means membrane of an egg. And these are in descending order of whiteness, which we'll also refer to as 1, 2, 3, and 4. Now we, as in the time of our Mishnah, understood these to be two avos and two toldos. The avos in the pasuk are called beheres and seis, which are categorized as snow and wool. That's colors 1 and 2 of the table. And the respective toldos are sid heichal and krum beitza, and those are colors 3 and 4 of the table. So that means that 3 is a toldo of 1 and 4 is a toldo of 2. And that's how the mitzarif, they combine. So if he has a full size nega tzaras, which is a mixture of 1 and 3 or 2 and 4, so he'd be tame. And again, that's all according to Tana Kamba. Now Rabbi Kiva holds that we can only be mitzarif a color with one directly above or below it in the color scheme. And it proved based off of that that our Mishnah can't be Rabbi Kiva. And that's where Gemara begins discussing Vehecha Shemina Rabbi Kiva Zulamal Mezu. Where do we hear from Rabbi Kiva that he holds one above the other, that we can only combine one above and one below, and that he doesn't go with the avos toldos combination that Tana Kamba does? If you want to say it's from the following, Tanya, we have a braisa. Rabbi Yisrael says, Shol Yeshua ben Shol Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Kiva, asked his father Rabbi Kiva. And the way we know that Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Kiva's son is because throughout Mishnah and Gemara, he's called Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Karcha means bald, and we know that Rabbi Kiva is called a kireach, someone who's bald. So Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Kiva's son, and he asked him as follows: Mipnei ma amru? Why did they say Maris Nagaim Shnayim Shein Arba? Why is that the description that was given? So Rabbi Kiva responded to him: Vimlav ma yomru? If not, what should they say? Rabbi Yeshua responded to his father: Yomru, they should just say mikrum beitza ulamala tame, from the color krum beitza and above, which means if it's a more pure white than krum beitza, that's tame. And we already know that there's only four colors that are matame, so that's what they should have said. Amalei Rabbi Kiva responded to him, the reason why it's listed as it is because lemrit to say shemitzar from zayim zeh, that they're mitzarif with each other. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua responded to him, v'yaymru, so then they should just say mikrum beitza ulamala tame umitzar from zayim zeh, from krum beitza and above is matame, and they're mitzarif with each other. Amalei Rabbi Kiva responded to him that no, the reason why we had to list the colors in the Mishnah is to tell you, call kain she'enu baki bahenu v'shmaisein, enu reyes ha'negayim, any kain which is not an expert in them and their names, he's not allowed to see negayim. We know that when a person has saras, the only way it can be tame is if a kain comes and says, this is tame. And so that's what Rabbi Kiva is explaining to son Rabbi Yeshua, that the reason why the colors are listed in the Mishnah is just to emphasize that if a kain doesn't know their names and how they look, he can't paskin negayim. Now here's the proof. Rabbi Yeshua, in asking his father why the Mishnah is set up the way it is, didn't mention the color sid hechol, which is number 3. And midaloy amarle, since he didn't say that, shmamino de shmili Rabbi Kiva de amar kul b'hadi se'es mitzarfim. We see from here clearly, Rabbi Kiva says that they all are mitzarf with se'es. In other words, if Rabbi Kiva held that each tolda goes with an av, like we understood from the Tanakh and the Mishnah, so colors 3 and 1 are paired, colors 4 and 2 as well are, but from the fact that Rabbi Yeshua did not ask him, v'yomim mikrum beitza ulamala, v'sed hechol ulamala, he only mentioned krum beitza, which is the lowest of the colors, and didn't ask him the color sed hechol, which is number 3, it must be that Rabbi Kiva argues with this setup and views all colors in descending order and each only pairs with the one above or below it. And let's just clarify what we said, that all of them pair with se'es. What does that mean? So beheres and se'es are the avos and the other two are the toldos, but as we mentioned yesterday, the pasuk only mentions the idea of a tolda with se'es according to Rabbi Kiva. It says v'la se'es v'la sapachas, and sapachas means secondary, as we're going to see later on in Amud Beis, which means that according to Rabbi Kiva, the two toldos or secondary colors, 3 and 4, that's sid and beitza, they're actually toldos of se'es. Therefore, in terms of tziruf, combining the colors, actually, color 2 combines with everything, 1 and 3 because they're directly above and below it, and color 2 even combines with 4 because we just explained it's considered a tolda. And so that means that the major difference between Rabbi Kiva and our understanding of the Tanakh and the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva allows tziruf between 2 and 3, but not 1 and 3, as opposed to the Tanakh and the Mishnah, who allows tziruf between 1 and 3, but not 2 and 3. However, going back to our attempted raya, the Gemara asks on it, Vildilma se'es v'toldasa b'heres, maybe Rabbi Yeshua actually understood his father Rabbi Kiva's shita to be just like we understood the Tanakh of Mishnah, and he was only asking him part of the question. When he asked his father v'yomru mikrum beitza ulamala, he really meant to say v'yomru krum beitza ulamala and v'yomru mised hechol ulamala, basically meaning that they should just mention the two toldos and automatically will understand the avos from there, and he just didn't complete his question. He only asked part of it. Therefore, we don't have a raya from the way Rabbi Yeshua asked his father Rabbi Kiva that this is what Rabbi Kiva holds. Therefore, the Gemara says Alamid Rukhanina must be from Rabbi Chanina. The Rukhanina says, Mashal to Rukhiva Lamad Dever Daimet. What's a Mashal to Rukhiva's Shita? Larbaka is Shachalav. We have four glasses of milk. Echanaf Lusecha Shtay Tipin Shaldam, Vechanaf Lusecha Arba Tipin Shaldam, Vechanaf Lusecha Shmine, Vechanaf Lusecha Shtayma Stray Tipin, Vamilan, some say Shesha Stray Tipin. We have our four glasses of milk. The first one had two drops of blood fall into it, the next one four, the next one eight, and the next one 12, and some say even 16 drops of blood. Shakul and Myers Loy Van Hain, all of them are considered white of Tsaras. Ella, Shazelam Alamizev, Zelam Alamizev, one is above the other, meaning the one that had two drops of blood fall into it obviously is whiter than the next one, which had four, which is whiter than the next one, which had eight, and obviously whiter than the next one that had 12 or 16. And so we clearly see from here that in Rabbi Chanina's description of Rabbi Kiva's Shita, he holds Zelam Alamizev, that each one combines with the one above it or below it. However, asked the Gemara, Amr, the Shamas of the Rabbi Kiva Pasuch, maybe Rabbi Kiva only holds that with Pasuch. Pasuch means a mixed mare, white and red together. Baba Chalak Mishamasle, does he hold that with Chalak, which means smooth or pure? In other words, maybe Rabbi Kiva holds like the Tanya of our Mishnah when we're dealing with a pure mare that has no other colors mixed into it, and the only time he argues that it's Zelam Alamizeh is when we're dealing with a mixed color mare. And Mechitim, if you want to suggest that, no, Kihech the Shamasle Bapasuch, Hachi Shamasle Bchalak, that the same way Rabbi Kiva holds Zelam Alamizeh when dealing with mixed colors, he holds the same thing with a pure color. But that can't be because of Pasuch Gufemi Shamasle. Does Rabbi Kiva even hold that with Pasuch with a mixed color? Vatanya, really the Gersus Vatanan, we have a mission that says, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva tells us Beferosh, Adamdam Shabazev Shabazet, the reddish color of this and that. When the Psukim talk about Saras, it mentions the word Adamdam, that we can have a white mare, which has a little bit of red in it. So it's Adamdam color in a mare of this one and that one. Kiyayin Hamazag B'mayim, it looks like wine diluted in water. Ella Shel Baharas Azak Hasheleg, Vishal Sid Deya Himenu. It's just that the Baharas Adamdam is strong white like snow with a little bit of red mixed into it. And the Sid color is a little bit dimmer than that. That's what Deha means. It's dimmer, meaning it's not as intense white. And once again, it has a little bit of red in it. Now, what do we see from Rabbi Kiva's description of the two Adamdam colors? Vavon Bez on top of him, Isa, if it's really true that if Rabbi Kiva by Pasuch holds that the Zulam Alamizu, well, Shal Tsemer Deya Himenu Ibayale, he should have said that the Tsemer color, when it has red mixed into it, is just a little bit dimmer than the Baharas color. And since we see that even by Pasuch, a mixed color, Rabbi Kiva actually lists the colors in the same order that the original Mishnah does, grouping snow and sid, numbers 1 and 3, and does not list them in order of whiteness, it's clear that this also is not the source that we're looking for. However, the Gemara answers this by saying, Amri, they answered, and Echinami, you're right, meaning actually our understanding of this Mishnah we just quoted is incorrect, because Vatanya, if a Brisa that says, Rabbi Nosson tells us, Loish Amri Rabbi Kiva Shal Sid Diya Emanu, it's not that Rabbi Kiva holds that sid, which is color 3, that's a dimmer one than snow white, as we had just quoted at the bottom of the previous Amud, Ella Shal Tsemer Diya Emanu. Rather, in truth, this Rabbi Kiva holds that the second color of a Adamdam is Tsemer, which is color number 2, not color number 3, therefore we actually do have a valid source. The Rabbi Kiva holds Zulam Alamizu, that the colors go in order 1, 2, 3, 4, and that's how they combine with each other, with one directly above or below, and not in the Avos Toldos setup of 1 with 3 and 2 with 4. We continue discussing Umanal de Baharas Azohi. How do we know that Baharas is the strongest, which means the whitest color? That's what we've been assuming the whole time. So Rabbi, he says, it's because the Pasuk tells us, Vim Baharas Levana, he, if it's a white Baharas, what do we learn from here? He Levana, Vim Baharas Levana, that this one is the whitest, and there's no other color of Tsaras which is whiter than Baharas. And Tan Rabbanu, we have a Braisa, Baharas Amuka, a Baharas Neg of Tsaras is very deep. V'chinuam, the Pasuk says, Umar Eha, Amik Mina'ar, its appearance is deeper than the skin. And what does that mean? Kemara Chama Amuka Minatzel, like a bright spot or sunspot surrounded by shade. If it's very sunny outside, but there's one particular area that's surrounded by shade, the sun looks like it's deeper or it's set lower in than the shade. And that's how a Baharas Nega looks, since it's very bright white. It looks like it's set into the skin, which is a little bit darker, but it's actually not. It's really on the same level, obviously, but it looks like it's deeper than it. Further describing, when the Pasuk says, Se'es, ain't Se'es el Gavaya, Se'es means a little bit raised. V'cheinu Emer, the Pasuk says, Al kol ha'harim haramim, v'al kol ha'gvayis ha'nisa'os, on all the high mountains and all the raised hills. As that means that a Se'es Nega looks a little bit raised above the skin. And when the Pasuk says, Sapachas, ain't Sapachas el Tfela, Sapachas, as we had said in Omer Aleph, means Tafel, secondary. And v'cheinu Emer, the Pasuk also says, V'amar, he's going to say, Sfachini na, attach me, make me in addition. When you have the main thing and you add an addition, which is really secondary to it, that's called a sapachas. And actually, in modern day Hebrew, when a person has their classic ID card, which is called a tudat zehut, if they're married and have kids, they have another piece of paper attached to it, which is called the sefach. It's like the addition or the thing that's secondary to the ID card. We continue discussing, but now in Shitas Rabbanon, Ashkan tfeilo l'se'es, we found that there's something secondary to se'es because the pasuk says, v'la se'es, v'la sapachas. So we see that there's something secondary or a tolda of se'es, but tefillah l'baharis menalon. How do we know there's something tafel to baharis? That's the rabbanon's shita, as we've said the whole time. That's a tana of the Mishnah that we go with avos and toldos, one with three and two with four. But how do we know that baharis itself actually has that? What's the source in the pasuk? So Rav Zeira, he answers, nemar levana b'se'es. It says the word levana by se'es, namely the pasuk tells us se'es levana ba'ar, and v'nemar levana b'baharis. It says the word levana by baharis, namely v'im baharis levana he. As we compare them, malavana mura b'se'es yashla tefillah, just like the levana that said by the se'es naga has a tafel, has a secondary to it. Af levana mura b'baharis yashla tefillah, so to the levana that's mentioned by baharis also has tefillah. Now masnisa tana in Ebraisa was taught something different. Hitel akasal v'sapachas bein se'es l'baharis. The pasuk actually uses this word sapachas, which is what we're learning the whole concept of tefillah from. It's placed in between se'es and baharis, as we had said. V'la se'es v'la sapachas v'la baharis. Lo'im l'chad to tell you kashim she'tefillah se'es kach tefillah baharis. Just like sapachas is tafel to se'es, it's also tafel to baharis. And we continue explaining. We had said se'es ketzamer lavon, that se'es is like white wool. The question is, my tzamer lavon, what does that mean, white wool? So Amrav Bibi Amrav Asi answers, tzamer naki ben yoimai, it's clean wool from a day old lamb, shemachav nimbayla melas, that it's covered for melas. What does this mean? So when a lamb is born, its mother licks it clean, and this is the purest white the wool will ever be. And in order to protect it, the owner covers it with a special covering, kind of like those little poodle sweaters you see people walking their dogs with when it's cold outside, and that's used as melas wool, which is like the finest, whitest wool, and that's what we mean by tzamer lavon. Now, Rav Chanina, we continue with Rav Chanina, mashal ad rabbanon l'madavar daima. What's a mashal to the rabbanon's shita? Rav Chanina had successfully brought us a mashal for a bikiva's shita on Amud Aleph, comparing four glasses of milk with different amounts of blood dropped into them. What about the rabbanon? And here goes, l'tre malche, l'tre yifarche, to two kings and two second in commands, like the viceroy of the king. Malche shalzeh, l'malay machal shalzeh, this king is stronger than that king. Yifarche shalzeh, l'malay. And this second in command, this viceroy, is stronger or more powerful than the other one. Ask more, how's that a mashal for Rabbanon? Hi, Zel Malamizev, Zel Malamizehu. That's a description of Rabbi Kiva's Shita, the Zel Malamizeh. Because if you're saying that this king is stronger than that one, and this second in command is stronger than that second in command, that's basically saying that one is greater than two, and three is greater than four, and that's Rabbi Kiva's Shita. The Gemara says, you're right, Elo, really the proper mashal is, Malchay Shazel Malam Me'ifarche Denaf Shei. This king is stronger, more powerful than his own second in command, and Umalchay Shazel, the other one's king, L'mal mifarchei d'nafshe, is stronger than his own viceroy, his own second in command. But obviously, the second king, even though he's not as powerful as the first king, he's definitely more powerful than the first king's second in command. And that basically is Rabbanon's shita, one with three and two with four. Now, Rav Barava Amar, he gives a different mashal, similar but still different. Malcha valkafta rufila v'rishkalusa. That the first negatzras is compared to a king. The next one is compared to an alkafta, which is basically a king, just not necessarily as powerful as a regular king, which is called malcha, and rufila. Fila and Resh Galusa are basically second in commands, just with different names. Ask the Gemara the same question. Hai Zel Malamizehu. This is the same thing as Zel Malamizeh. This king is more powerful than that king. This second in command is more powerful than the other one. And that's Rabbi Kiva's Shita. So Gemara says, you're right. El rather, Kigon Malcha v'Rufila Valkafta v'Resh Galusa. Malcha and Rufila is a king and his second in command. Alkafta and Resh Galusa is this other type of king and his second in command, which again is the same idea of the Rabbanon, one with three and two with four. Now Rav Amr, he gives a mashal to what this is referring to. Kigon, for example, Shvar Malcha v'Kesa. Like Shvar Malka, which is King Shvar, he was the Persian king, and Caesar is the Roman Caesar. That one is stronger than the other. So Amr Rav Rava, Papa has Rava. Heminayu Adif, which one is better, meaning which one's stronger? So Amr Le, Rava responds to Papa, Bukhurshe Ka'achale, do you eat your food in the forest? Which translating today's expression would be, do you live under a rock? Do you have no idea who's stronger? Why you ask me that question? Pug Chazi Tiva Deman Sagi Ba'alma, go out and see who's stronger, more powerful in the world. The Chsiv, the Pasuk in Daniel says, Visechel Kol Ara, and it will consume the entire earth. Usdu Shina, Sad Kina, and will step on it and break it into pieces. And our Rabbi Yechon clarifies, Zu Raimi Chayaves, this referring to the wicked Rome, Shetiva Yatsuba Chalayim Kulai, that its dominion, its power, its authority went out throughout the whole world. So, of course, Rome is more powerful than Persia. Now, Rav Papa obviously knew that the Roman Caesar was greater, and the only reason why he asked this is because Rava had mentioned the Persian king first. So he thought that maybe Rava thought that Persia was greater. And the only reason Rava said it like this is because he was under the jurisdiction of Persia and couldn't risk it getting back to the king that he had mentioned the Roman Caesar before the Persian king. And we have our last Mashal Ravine Amr, he says, what are these colors compared to? Kagan glima da amar v'shachake, like a woolen garment and a worn out woolen garment. So obviously the brand new wool garment is very white and the worn out one is not as white. And sedina nekisna v'shachake, a linen garment and its worn out one, that's the next set of colors. A brand new linen garment is not as white as a new wool garment, but it's more white than a worn out wool garment, and a worn out linen garment is definitely not as white as any of them. So once again, we have a mashal of colors 1 and 3 together and 2 and 4 being together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah, going back to Yedias HaTumah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.